Hello?
Yes, hello, good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, Joseph?
Good, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Just following up in regards to your account, just looking over the performance. Is it a good time?
Yeah. How long do you think it would take? I'm just driving, that's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, we can take a few minutes. If you need to reschedule, we certainly can. You know, we can give you a call. We just want to, you know, check how everything is going so far. Let's see. How have things been going with the phone calls, Joseph?
You know, not bad. You know, sometimes, some weeks I get maybe 2 calls. And then other weeks I'll get 3 or 4 calls. It's not bad though. I mean, overall, I average like maybe a couple calls a week.
Couple calls a week. Okay. Let me see. Okay.
You know, yeah, obviously, yeah, the more the better. It seems like either towards the end or the beginning of every month I'll get more calls for some reason.
Towards the end or the beginning? Okay, let's see. For example, this month, you haven't had that many calls, right? March, it's been a little low. You just
yeah.
had 5 calls in March. February, you got 12. Alright, so let's see what happened. Give me a second. So February, the ad showed up 941 times.
Wow, 941 times?
Yes, that was 941 times, and about 80 times, it was the number one option. Alright, that was, February. So far in March, the ad has been shown 790 times up so far. About 9% of that. So what is it? Maybe about 70 times. It's been, the number one option in the area. Now, so far this month, you know, like we said, we've had a lower number of calls. So, Let me ask you, Joseph. I noticed. Well, have you uploaded pictures on the dashboard recently? Let me see.
No, I haven't had a chance to do that.
Okay. Yeah, if you can go ahead and either upload the pictures to the dashboard or send them through email. Every now and then, you know, press content on the Google Guaranteed platform, that always helps as well, right? That always helps with the top rank. As you know, currently we have the automated bidding right now, so we're letting Google bid on our behalf. But like we said, other businesses are also doing the same thing, right? So we need to look into better ways to stand out. Let me see here. Okay. We now have an answering, let's say, well, a tool that answers your reviews. Basically, when they leave a review, the system takes into account what they said, and they give them a professional response. Now, we enabled that automatically. Do you want to keep that active, or do you usually respond to the reviews yourself?
We can keep that active. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, because that always helps, right? Making sure reviews, you do a great job with reviews. You consistently push there. So we just need to make sure if we can, you know, have fresh content, that may help our top number one ranking, our number one ranking, let's say percentage of the 9%. It could be up to 30%, and that's, you know, a lot better.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Okay. So we are also running Google Ads with the package. right, with the current package. Let's see how we're doing on Google Ads. Okay, so those numbers I gave you, that was specifically for the Google Guarantee or the paper call, right? Now for, go ahead, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, no problem. So, for example, if we look at the Google Ads budget, you have 700, out of which we take 25%. Okay, so it's 525, that's the actual budget. So for example, last payment you made was on the 23rd. Usually when you make your payment, we have it set up at $35 a day. So if we do that, let's say February 23rd to March 23rd, right, which was your last billing cycle. So if we do that, let's say the ad was shown about 900 times, the Google ad. Now I see the cost per click is a little high in the area here. Let's see what they were searching. Because I see the cost per click for Google ads was about $43.
Oh wow! So I ran through that really quick.
That was the average, yes. You know, I was basically limiting us to one click a day. Right? For example, you were showing up 70 times, and then you got that click. One day you showed up 54 times. One day you showed up 197 times. And then once you get that click, it basically depleted the rest of the daily budget. So, for example, let's say Monday, March 9th. Let's see, Monday, March 9th. Just see. Okay. So Monday, March 9th, showed up two times. It basically lasted until 1 o'clock. After you got to 1 o'clock, you got two clicks, and from that point, the ad didn't show anymore. Right, I'm going to send you a little screenshot of what we're looking at. It's telling me the average on that day was $34.85. Google tells us exactly what it was or where it was. Well, both were in Richmond, right? One, they searched Herman, which I believe is a competitor of yours. And then the other one is affordable plumbers near me.
Oh, okay.
So one was for water plumbing category. That one cost $46. And another one for plumbing service cost $3. So here, I go ahead and copper is actually a little high in your area for Google Ads.
Wow, okay. What would you suggest?
Well, we can do both things, right? We can either, let's say, focus the ads in the specific areas where, you know, you feel that the budget is gonna do more for you, right? Because, for example, the ad, what you want from the ad is you want to make sure that you don't run out, right? Because when you run out and then it restarts, there's a little learning phase. And, you know, if effectiveness-wise, we never want it to, shut off. We want it to last up for 30 days. Now, we can also look for a different type of campaign on Google. Now, on Google Ads, for example, there's this other type of campaign, which is called Performance Max. Now, basically what that is instead of it coming up, like an actual search here, like the example I'm going to send you, It basically comes up on all the different platforms that Google has. You know, there's little slots where they put ads. You know, Google News, YouTube, Gmail. It comes up on multiple platforms. So that cost per click is cheaper because it's not people actually searching something. It's people actually, you know, people that have searched something similar in the past. So cost per click is cents, right? 50 cents, 90 cents. So we do get a lot more visibility out of that. So that Got could it. Be another adjustment that we can make to work with this budget. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then increasing the budget that's there now, would I see a little bit of a more volume of work?
100%, yeah. I mean, if we increase the budget with the current, let's say, the current settings we have, we will definitely get a lot more impressions. Like we said, March 9th, you know, the ad showed up until 1 o'clock, right? And then it didn't show up anymore because you basically finished the daily budget, right?
Maybe we should double the
Yeah, the daily budget, absolutely. That would certainly help. I mean, if we look at March 7th, for example, that same billing cycle, it showed up until 9 o'clock, right? You got that first click, which was $67.92. So with the daily budget that we have established of $35, you know, basically ate it up, right? That one, they searched for 24-hour plumber near me.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So those are, you know, it would definitely help us show up more. And that, of course, you know, the more opportunities to actually get leads, especially for the emergency services.
Exactly. Okay. Perfect.
Well, what would you say we should set your daily budget to?
Should we do like, what is it you said? It's at 35 today, or 35 a day?
Currently it's 35 a day, uh-huh. So with the budget that we have destined to Google Ads, right, basically you pay 700 that go to Google Ads, out of which there's a 25% management fee. So that makes it $525. So the $525 divided by 35 lasts us about 15 days. Now it isn't, like we said, an average. So, you know, there's days where there's more money spent, but it compensates, right, to not show up on as expensive clicks. But if we have enough of a budget, you know, to compete, like the other businesses are also, you know, investing in Google, that's the main reason the cost per click is that high, right? The fact that the demand and Google knows there's business there. But right now, current setting, we have it at 15 days.
Yeah, I would say we should probably double it. That way, you know, at least get 25 days or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we can certainly get it set up. In that case, we would just need to cover the 700, and then we can go ahead and should we keep it at 35 a day, or should we bump that up to maybe 50?
Why don't we, bump it up to 50?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can certainly do that. Here on Google Ads, what I like to do is basically clean up irrelevant searches. You know, for example, on Google, when they search, you know, there's people, somebody searched A1 Plumbing Virginia Beach, right, which is a competitor of yours. And someone searched, you know, Best Plumbers Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is a good search. So the ones that we don't feel are going to bring in business, we should add them as a negative keyword so we can, you know, make sure that next time that they make that specific search, your ad doesn't come up. And when in that it only comes up on relevant searches. Now, at this point, should we clean up, you know, any searches that are coming up with competitors, or do you want to keep them up there? Because it is a way to take business away from them. That's a fact.
Yeah, we could clean them up if you recommend on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it all depends on how we look at it, right? Because like we said, when somebody searches for a plumber or a specific plumber, either they already have them in mind, or you know they're willing to, you know, just take on anybody to get their problem fixed, right? So that's how Google puts businesses to compete against each other. Now,
okay,
we have a long list of searches, right? So let's say somebody searched underground waterline installation. Well, that's a good one, right? Then somebody searched two brothers plumbing near me, right? Which I believe is a competitor of yours. Should we remove those competitors, or do you want to still show up alongside them?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, because if they call those guys and they don't answer, I'm right there, probably right underneath of them. So I'm not sure. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say we keep them as is right now. You know, just evaluate with let's say a heftier budget, so we can see exactly what the tendencies are. And then we can actually see which ones are coming in from Google Ads, right? We can put two and two together, and we can, you know, see if we need to remove the competitors and just show up on general searches.
Perfect.
But something that we can work on. I can follow up with you before the budget is over, so we can go back and check them out.
Okay, perfect.
Alrighty. So in this case, we'll just be adding the 700 right now. Would we be using the card on file?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any new promotions that you'd like to add to your website at this point, Joseph?
Not that I can think of. We're not running any specials right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, no problem. If at any point you have any specials, as we said, we can add them to the website. Point of it is to help you convert a little more, right? So anything we can do, that certainly helps.
Certainly.
Yeah, let me see what else. Okay, and lastly, the Facebook ad. Let me check it out here. Currently, we have 300 that are going to Facebook ads. So that is about $7.50 a day. Now, with that, here, let's say in the last 30 days, we've had 7 leads from Facebook. Have you gotten anything out of those? Do you recall any of those contacts?
Maybe I got the call, but it didn't lead to anything like a job. Maybe the customer was just shopping online. But yeah, I think I do remember that a few customers said that they found me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because on Facebook we have the little get quote option. So that basically makes them, well, add the phone number, add their name, and we can get, you know, they can add a little message there. Are you getting those notifications?
I am.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I mean, at this point, for example, in the last 30 days, if we look at the numbers with that $300 budget, let me see. Let's do it from the 23rd to 23rd, which is the actual cycle. So, for example, last cycle, the ad showed up 3,000 times. Well, I'm sorry, it showed up 6,500 times. It reached 3,000 different profiles. Now 69 people clicked on it. Six people clicked on get quote option. Now, I see that we created a flyer there. We can create different flyers. Of course, if you send us new content, we can definitely use it on the ad as well. And hopefully that makes it a little more productive too.
Yeah, for sure.
Ready? Do you have anything in particular you'd like to use on or modify on the ad?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So at this point, that ad has just been replenished, right? So in regards to the Facebook ad, that one's good till April 23rd. Okay. Sounds good. So I'm just charging the 700 right now. Do you have any questions, Joseph?
Not that I can think of. Yeah, I guess I've been using Local Splash for like a year, which is good. It's good. I just kind of get it to where I'm getting calls like every day. So I can see how this new budget is. But, yeah. Just trying to get to the point to where I'm getting, people calling me every day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure we can get there in regards to Google Guaranteed. Like we said, if you can please send us the new pictures as well. Now, FreshComp, people look into everything, right? And Google looks into everything as well. So if there's many businesses that are also using the auto bid. You know, if we can have fresh content every once in a while, that's always going to give us a little boost with exposure. Okay, and I'll be reaching out to you, and we'll be evaluating how we are. Hopefully, we should see an improvement.
Perfect. Thank you.
Anything else I could help you with as of right now, Joseph?
Not that I can think of.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for the time. You have yourself a good day out there, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.